You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM, Attleboro.
The Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold their annual award ceremony on May 8th at 7 p.m. at Attleboro City Hall. The ceremony will honor people who have worked to preserve Attleboro history in a variety of ways. In recent years, awards were given for restoring historic buildings, writing local history books, and for history-based Eagle Scout projects. The event is open to the public, but seating is limited, so arrive early.
The Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks has been part of the Attleboro area since 1906. They have always been involved in community service and charitable fundraising, giving back to our veterans, supporting our seniors, and providing youth enrichment opportunities, such as soccer and hoop shoots, fishing derbies, and dictionary projects, while also providing academic scholarships. The Elks are over 800 strong locally, and their members are their greatest asset. To learn more, you can go to attleboroelks.org. Remember, Elks care, Elks share.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you want to learn more about the most famous marathon in the world? Then tune in to AACS Channel 15 this week to watch Boston Marathon History by the Mile. The presentation is based on the book of the same name by Paul Clarisi, an experienced runner of the marathon. For a schedule of when it will play on AACS 15, visit AACS.com. You can also view the presentation in high definition on the AACS Roku channel, on AACS.com, and on the AACS mobile app.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Well, good morning, everyone, and yes, that's my new buddy, my new best friend, John O'Hurley. I had the pleasure of meeting him in person and actually talking to him at Providence Performing Arts Center this week. I mean, I have to say it was a great interview, but to just be there and meet him, and he's pulling up a chair for me to sit down and be interviewed, it was a pretty rushed deal, I have to say, because you only had like 5 minutes with him. And I also did another interview because Chicago, the musical, is in town at Providence Performing Arts Center until tomorrow. So there's a 1 o'clock show tomorrow and a 6:30, I believe. So I'm going to the matinee because I like to go to the matinee. But to meet John O'Hurley, it was just phenomenal. And we're going to play that interview around 7:45 break. And we also have Lauren Germelli, who's also from this area, actually. She's from Massachusetts. So she's going to be on in our 7:50, and we come back from that break as well. So it's Actor Day at WARA 1320. Good morning. My name is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 to give us the latest and greatest on weather. And I hope that you are doing fantastic and well as well. We have a lot of things going on in the area. This is the Cinco de Mayo weekend, and even though it was raining and pouring out and everything, this whole weekend is filled with a lot of great activities that we'll get into in a little bit later. And for instance, today, the Kentucky Derby is on later today. Did you place your bet down? Well, I know that you know that my daughter's a meteorologist, and there was one horse named Thunder Snow. And you know, I had to. I just had to put down some money. So a $5 bet on Thunder Snow to win. But I have some exciting news. If you are out and about today, May 6th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Arbor Fuller Hospital is having a behavioral health and wellness fair. And we're actually all going to be down there, Dominic and myself. Tom Rafferty is going to be doing the emceeing, and hopefully Dave Kane and Paul Healy will be down again as well. So it's the Arbor Fuller Hospital. It's right behind Stop and Shop, 200 May Street. There's going to be a lot of different fun games, and there's going to be a dunk tank, face painting, bouncy house, live animals. There's going to be a whole bunch of food trucks and so much more. And you get a chance to meet all of us at the WARA 1320 group. So we hope that you'll come down, stop in, and meet us. It's going to be a great fair, and anything that promotes wellness, oh my God, I am so there. So we want to make sure that you get down there today from 11 to 4. Anytime, just stop in, say hello, be interviewed with us, and it'll be a blast, that's for sure. So that's coming up a little bit later on today. Also, the circus is in town. If you haven't heard, if you've lived under a rock and didn't know, that the Barnum and Bailey Circus is going to end 145-year career. Gone. And we're going to talk a little bit about that further on down the line here. But basically, they say that ticket sales have fallen. They got rid of the elephants, which is a good thing. But I think, too, generation by generation, it's just changing. Today's kids aren't interested in going to a live circus performance anymore. I just don't think that it's thrilling enough. I myself am thrilled every time I go to the circus. It's just really phenomenal. And I was talking to my brother yesterday. Actually, he came to my work and we were talking, and he and his wife are going because we do have fond memories of the circus coming to town. And so if you're out and about and want something to do with the kids, it's very affordable. It's down at the Dunk Center in Providence, so that's coming up as well. And the musical play Chicago, like I said earlier, is coming. If you've watched Seinfeld, you know that John O'Hurley's Jay Peterman, with the Jay Peterman catalog character, John is going to be in town as well to do his performance. And something really eclectic. Every year on Westminster Street in Providence is an all-day kind of like a flea market, rock and roll sale items for, you can get anything and everything, but they have like music and food trucks, and there's a whole bunch of vendors that are going to be out there today, and that's going to be really interesting. It starts at 11 o'clock on Westminster. They shut it down. There's other places, too, on Westminster that are offering discounts, brunches, sales, and I think one particular store, if you go in, they're offering like maybe 25% off or something like that, and there's a really cute sunglass store there that I bought some really cool red sunglasses for only like $11 or something. But the sale is on in Providence on Westminster. The circus is there, and also the play Chicago for tonight's performance. So yeah, it's been a very busy week for me. I'm thrilled to be able to meet John O'Hurley. I have to say, when you meet somebody at that stature, and I had all these questions prepared like I do with every guest, right? And I was reading them over and everything, and I get down there, and they're saying to me, okay, you know that 15-minute interview that you had? Well, we're narrowing that down because of time constraint, and they're in rehearsal now, so we're only going to give everybody a chance for like a 5 to 7 minute interview. And so I said, okay. So then you go through like three basic questions, and that's all you can do. Just three basic questions that you could ask an actor like this. So I had to really narrow down my scope. But I did find out some very interesting things. He's a recipient of a Medal of Honor, and I will tell you what that's all about in our interview coming up at the end of the show today. But a fascinating individual, and I'll tell you, he had the, you know, when you're interviewing somebody and they look at you and you look back at them, and they, it's so easy to interview somebody like that because they're so engaged in the moment of the interview. There are some guests that I've had, a lot of other people that are just looking down at their phones, or they're, you know, just looking all around and not engaging. I have to tell you, John was a true gentleman, pulled up a chair for me, sat down with me, and just made eye contact the whole way. He was really engaging, and I really felt that I had a chance to do a one-on-one. It wasn't just a generic interview. It was a real the man, the actor, I really felt that he lowered his barrier to let me interview him openly and honestly. And I even got a scoop about his next project, so you don't want to miss that. Again, that's coming up after our 7:45 break. So it was quite the week. I feel much better. Bronchitis is all gone. It's fantastically gone, thank God. And just want to reach out to some of my friends and saying thanks for listening, thanks for commenting. We had the mayor on last week. Now, normally when I do a Facebook post or something like that, I might get maybe 20, 22 posts. Guess how many posts people liked and commented when the mayor posted something on his website, on his Facebook page. Okay, ready? Are you ready for this? 233 likes. We had like 12 comments. It was like the most ever on my wall on Facebook. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So the mayor will come back again in a couple of months and talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the city. I'm also going to have future guests on. Next week, we're having Bruce Calver, who was a former talk show host here at WARA 1320 back in the day. And Bruce is going to be performing at Ocean State Theater in June, so we want to make sure that we promote him as well. So, whew, it has been a week. It's been a great week. Some weeks are better than others, and I have to say it is. This is the week, kids. I tell you, it's just really been a wonderful, wonderful experience. Oh, anyway, our phone number is 508-222-1320 if you'd like to call in and say hello and let me know what you're going to be doing today. In the Sun Chronicle today, listen to this. Do you have a gripe? Do you have a concern? Or just want to meet a city police officer? Well, they want to hear from you, the residents of Attleboro. So they're going to have a coffee with a cop at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, the 17th of May at the Dunkin' Donuts on 104 North Main Street. So you can come down and it's, you know, you just sit down and there's no agenda, no speech. They just want a chance to listen to you and your concerns, which I think is really important. So if you have a concern about a neighbor, the neighborhoods, the community, you can come down for an informal, non-judgmental talk. And they're very open to your suggestions. So, yeah, that's pretty unique on May 17th, okay, at 6 p.m. So I thought, that's really pretty darn good. So as I mentioned before, we do have the two interviews, and we're going to be taking a break in a few minutes. And we're going to come back with Lauren, who is one of the Chorus Line girls. And she is unbelievable. Wait till you hear. Talk about me being high energy. Just wait. She is just full of energy, and it's really great. But let's get back to the lottery. If you played the lottery, I'd like to wish you very good luck. The Mass Daily number is 4571. Rhode Island Daily number is 8590. Mass Cash 5718 3133. The Mega Millions 4 23 33 47 53. The Mega Ball is 7, and the Mega Plier is 4. Wow. Those are all numbers. And if you're looking for a tip at the Kentucky Derby, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I don't gamble. I've never been on a Kentucky Derby before. And it's funny because I was listening to a show driving in. I always listen to Dominic on my drive-in in the morning, but I listen to a Boston station for music. And they had this person on that was telling you what to bid, how to bid, and all these other things. So I thought to myself, I want to place a bid. So I reached out to Dominic. I said, how do you place a bid? I didn't know where to go. So he was directing me, but I ended up going to Twin River, and they directed me to place my bet. So Thunder Snow, Jim Corbin, if you're listening, I know what Thunder Snow is. And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. I got to put a $5 bet on that. So hopefully Thunder Snow will come in, but it's at 20-1, so I doubt it. But in honor of all meteorologists, I figured I would pay tribute and my $5 for Thunder Snow. Anyway, oh God. So listen, I do hope that you'll come out to the Arbor Fuller Hospital, and I'm going to keep pushing it because it's really, really going to be a very cool day. I'm sure Jim Corbin is going to tell us that it's going to be cool. I hope it's not going to rain, but I remain optimistic. How's that? We're going to take our first break of the morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and on the flip side, you'll hear my interview with Lauren from the play Chicago.
Boston Poetry Slam has presented a free poetry slam in the Otmar Gallery of the Attleboro Arts Museum since 2007. This year's slam will take place on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. The event will be hosted by Simone Bobian, a national slam wrangler, one-time national finalist, and co-curator of the museum's annual slam events. All members of the public are invited to attend to listen, read in the open mic, or judge the slam. For more information, visit the museum's website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Does your back hurt after a long night's sleep? Has your mattress seen better days? Is your current bedroom furniture a mixture of different furniture sets? The Bedding Center, located on Pleasant Street and proud sponsor of this radio station and high school sports, offers a wide array of mattresses along with beds, bedroom furniture, and odd-sized mattresses and box springs. You can reach them online at bedding-center.com or by phone at 508-226-8090. Tune into AACS 15 this week for Slip and Fall Prevention, presented by physical therapist Don Kelly of Houghton Physical Therapy. Don will discuss how to improve your range of motion, strength, and balance in order to help prevent falls and stay independent. To find out when the show airs this week, check out AACS's schedule on AACS.com. You can also view the show anytime in HD on AACS.com, on the AACS Roku channel, or on the AACS mobile app.
And all that. Jazz.
Hey, is this Elaine?
Yes, hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome to Providence again.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
Well, you must be pretty psyched because I was reading your bio, and I live in Attleboro, and you're from Norwell, Mass. You have a very strong background in ballet, and I was just curious to find out the ballet. You gave up the ballet career for a musical theater career, and I was just wondering why that transition.
You know, it's funny. Around the age of I was brought up in a household that always had Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Liza Minnelli playing in the background. My dad is a big fan of the American Songbook. So that was always kind of an influence. And he used to take me to see musicals when I was a kid. I was brought up seeing Singing in the Rain on TV, The Wizard of Oz, you know, all those musical classic movies. And as I got older in ballet, which is such a discipline and so dedicated, I realized you don't get to sing and act when you're a ballerina. You just get to dance and express yourself through dance and through quite a bit of acting. But you never get to open your mouth. And I like opening my mouth. I like telling stories. I like speaking. I always loved doing the school plays when I was a kid. So at Boston Ballet, around the age of 12, 13, in their intensive training program, they introduce you to other kinds of dance to influence your ballet, to kind of enhance what you're bringing on stage. So we had everything from modern to jazz to character dance, Russian folk dance, acting, and musical theater was one of those classes that I got to take. And as soon as I started dancing in this other style, it just made me really happy. And it was clear by the age of 14, 15, because of my height and my body type, and the kind of technical dance I was doing, that I probably wasn't going to be accepted into a ballet company. Well, certainly not Boston Ballet or New York City Ballet or American Ballet Theater, which were like the three that I really wanted to be a part of. So I was like, huh, okay, but I like this other thing. I like this other genre of dance. Let me see where this can take me. And I started studying it, and it just really fit well into my body. And not to mention, I could sing and I could act. So I kind of had all the components that you need to be a musical theater performer. And my teachers at Boston Ballet really encouraged me to branch out. So I started auditioning more for the school plays and the school musicals, and then I started auditioning for the community theater shows that were local. I don't know if you know any of the community theaters in the area, but Company Theater in Norwell was where I did my first community theater show.
Wow.
A number of them, yeah, a number of them afterwards. So I got my start right there. And I did a few other community theater shows with companies in the area. And then I was like, huh, let me see if I can make some money doing this. So by the time I was in high school, I was working professionally at Equity Houses in the area. At the time, it was the Worcester Foothills Theater out in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is now closed down. But I thought, you know what, this is kind of a beautiful transition, a beautiful marriage, and of what I could bring to the table. So as much as I love ballet and I love the technical part of it, and I love the discipline, and I love the beauty of it, and I'm still, every time I go to the ballet, I weep because it's just so beautiful. It was wonderful to have the people that trained me my entire life in ballet also encourage me in this other genre of dance, which turned out to be my career. So it's all good, and I use so much ballet in what I do now. It's a really important component mm-hmm. of the Fosse technique, especially in Chicago, that I would not be where I am now without having such a strong ballet background.
Wonderful background off of you and your foundation. Yeah. Thank you. My next question is, how did you get the part of Chicago, if you can tell our listeners? Because a lot of times they think, oh, you just go for one audition, and then you're all set, and you get cast, and everything's like,
No. My story with Chicago is a long romance. I call it that way. We dated for quite a while before they popped the question. I ended up starting to audition for them when I was fresh out of college, so at like 22 years old. And they really, really liked me. So they brought me in 2008 initially for the tour that was going out, kept me all the way to the end, mm-hmm. and then did not offer me a contract, which is fine. And they encouraged me to come back, continue auditioning, continue taking class, continue, you know, training in the Fosse style, and, you know, keep coming back because the show is an institution, right? They didn't foresee it closing. They were like, please come back and see us again. And I did, and I saw them 11 more times before they offered me a contract.
Oh, my God.
So it was long. I think there are a number of factors that went into why. I think I needed more training. I think I needed some more maturity before I was right for the show. So everything works out for a reason in the time that it does. And for me, I ended up getting the show after auditioning for the last time on my grandmother's birthday. She passed in 2008, but it was her birthday when they brought me in and then offered me the contract in 2015.
Wow.
And I've been with the show, I've been with the show since November 2015. And it's taken me across the world and across the United States. But it was certainly not a one-time, you show up and audition and then you suddenly get the show. No, for me it was a long process over many years, kind of finessing the material of the show and finessing the style of the show before I was ready to be a part of the family.
Right. I have to ask you, and I'm going to be interviewing John tomorrow, but I wanted to ask you.
Oh, my friend. I love John. You're going to have a great time talking to him.
Wonderful. For each city that you go to and touring, like you said, internationally and also through the United States, and I know from Providence you're going down to the Carolinas. Each audience is different, isn't it? And how do they respond to Chicago?
Completely different. We get all kinds of different responses. some people have only known the movie, the brilliant movie from 2002 with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Renee Zellweger, and that's all that they know of the movie, of the show is the movie. So our show is very, very different, and it's not, you know, the movie was able to do things that you can't do in a stage show, right? You can jump time, you can jump into different people's perspective. We tell the story with about the 25 people, 20 chairs, a bandstand, and one costume each. So it's a very stripped down, simplified way of telling the story, but it's a different way of telling the story too. So audiences sometimes are like, oh, it's so different. It's so different than the movie. And we get to say, yes, and did you like it? Yes, I liked it just as much. Some audiences have known the show for years because it premiered, the revival premiered in 1996, 20 years ago. So it has made the rounds on the tour circuit for 20 years. It's been on Broadway for 20 years. So there are people in our audiences that have sometimes seen the show 3, 4, 5, 6 times within those 20 years, and they get to come and say, oh, it's just as good. I remember seeing Bette Newark and Anne Rising on Broadway in 1996, and your leads, they were just as phenomenal, and I liked Tara a little different than I liked Phoebe. I thought Dilys was so different from Annie, but equally as good. People compare their favorites of Roxy and Velma through the years, which is super cool. And their favorite Billy Flynn's, and their favorite Mary Sunshine's, and their favorite Amos's, and Mama Morton's. It's just, it's so cool because the show is so well-loved and well-known, either from the movie or from the show, that a lot of people have such happy memories of seeing it before. It's so well-received. And it gets to the point now, too, where people know the numbers before we even do them. So sometimes they'll be introducing the Cell Block Tango, and everyone knows it, so they'll start applauding. They're so excited to see it because they know it already. So it's been very, very cool. Sometimes in the Midwest, they're a little bit quieter. Sometimes in the Northeast, they're a little bit louder and more rambunctious. But it's you get to switch it up every night and see what, or every week, basically, and see what audience is gonna, what that audience is gonna bring to us, in terms of energy and response and perspective.
Great show. I have to ask you, when does the show end? When is the last performance? Or are they going to extend the run? Do you know?
No, we can't extend the run because we open in North Carolina next week.
Right.
So we only run through this Sunday, May 7th, and we do have a Sunday evening show. But that will be our last performance this week. So we open tonight, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock, and then we have 8 shows this week, 2 each on Saturday and Sunday.
Right, and I'm planning on going to
that's it.
What are you going to look forward to the most after the show completely ends and you're going back to where you are? Like, what would be a next project that you would think you would love to try? Like a one-woman show, perhaps, or something else?
Oh, goodness, the idea of a cabaret or a one-woman show is exciting and extremely scary. I don't know if I'm quite signed up for that just yet. No, I'm happy to take on whatever comes down the pipeline. It's kind of the life of an auditioner to a performer, to be an auditioner again after you finish the run of a show, and to kind of have this not knowing on the horizon. And after 8 months of doing Chicago, I'm going to enjoy a little bit of time off, but then I'm going to jump heels first back into auditioning in New York and see what the universe kind of has to offer me. But I'm always working on my craft, always going to class. I work a lot in New York with the Vernon Fossey Legacy, which is the estate that preserves the choreography of Bob Fosse. So I'm going to get to work with them again when I'm back in the city, which will be awesome. Recreating and restaging the work that he did through the years and some of his lesser known work. I get to go back to voice class with my voice teacher. I get to go back to ballet. I get to go back to all the things that, you know, keep the little engine working. And, you know, if a show comes along, I'll take it. I will absolutely take it. I'll be very, very happy. to keep working, but there's so much new exciting work that's going on in New York right now. I'm excited to throw my hat in the ring for some of that too. And Chicago, I am happy to go back out if they want to invite me to be a part of the tour again next year.
Right.
This is very much home base in my family. So it's great. I'm very lucky. Very, very lucky.
That's wonderful. I have only one more question, and then I've got to wrap up, unfortunately, because I got a 15-minute second with the shows, and then I take a commercial break. But my last one, and I always ask people when I interview, is if you weren't an actor, what other career would you be interested in, and why?
We talk about this all the time on the road. I actually minored in criminal justice in college, so I thought after a few years of trying auditioning in New York, if it didn't work out, I would go to law school. That didn't work out for me. I ended up having and continue to have a very good career in musical theater. But I thought I would be a criminal justice lawyer, which is funny given the show that I'm in now. But also, I would love to be a food critic. One of my favorite parts of touring the country and touring the world is getting to try different restaurants and different cuisines and different things. And it's kind of a hobby of mine to try out the best restaurants in the city and then give everyone my review in the cast so they can go and experience it for themselves. So I would love to be a food critic. If I could eat for a living and get to tell people how delicious everything is, I would love it. Absolutely love it.
Wow. Listen, I have to run, but I do want to thank you so much for your time, Lauren. And I'm going to be going to the Sunday matinee, so I will definitely see your performance. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait, too, and I'll definitely make sure to say hi afterwards.
Oh, I can? All right, I shall.
Oh, yes, please. I would love that.
Oh, all right, I will look for you after the Sunday matinee performance. Thank you so much for your time. Break a leg tonight. I know it's going to be a fabulous play. I can't wait to meet you and see the wonderful show.
Oh, thank you, Elaine. This has been so delightful. Have a great day.
Take care. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All that jazz. Watch out. Whoopee. And all that
jazz. Senior citizens, attend a free dental screening at Community V&A in Attleboro on Saturday, May 6th from 8:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. Participants will receive a free dental exam and have the opportunity to speak with our dentists in the clinic's relaxed, friendly setting. Participants will also be screened for oral cancers and have a chance to receive free denture cleanings. To schedule your free appointment, call 774-203-1906. The free dental screening is organized by the Elder Dental Program, a project of Community V&A.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
Each year, nearly a quarter of a million people head to the emergency room due to slips in their bathrooms alone. When you add injuries caused on kitchen floors, pool decks, hardwood stairs, and walkways, it's over 1 million people. Your whole house is an obstacle course. That's why Sentinel Safe Floor Solutions provide services to make your existing floors slip-resistant and safe. Whether it's your family or your pet that has been slipping in your home, Sentinel Safe Floors can reduce the chances of being injured. Locally owned and operated and serving the greater Attleboro area, learn more about Sentinel Safe Floors by calling 508-535-5000.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
We're coming back a little bit earlier because Lauren's interview was a little bit long. Are you awake now? Anyway, Jim Corbin will be calling in shortly to tell us about the weather. 508-222-1320. You're listening to WARA 1320. Good morning. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and I hope that you are out and about later on today and see what the weather has in store for us all. If you're looking for something to do besides going to the theater to see Chicago, which is tonight and Sunday, two shows, The Boy Next Door started yesterday, the Attleboro Community Theater. It's at the Bates Masonic Lodge on 71 North Main Street in Attleboro. The show times, let's see, Saturday, 2 p.m., Sunday, oh, I'm sorry, Fridays, let me read this again. Okay, Friday night and Saturdays, okay, 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., sorry. Tickets are only $18, so come on down and check it out. It's just really a great show. It's local theater at its best. And we do have Jim Corbin on the line today to find out all this sunny weather, beach weather, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, beautiful out there. what a soaking we've had since yesterday. The highest amounts, actually, Elaine, in the Rhode Island area around Providence, Cranston, East Providence, Warwick, 2.25 inches of rain, even a little bit of thunder and lightning. Attleboro, right around 1.5 inches, and then points east, still a lot of rain, but a little bit less, 1 to 1.5 inches over towards Taunton, and about 1 inch or so up towards the Boston area. What we do have, though, are more showers for the weekend, so it's not over. In terms of the heavy rain, that's over, but it is raining now. You haven't looked out the window yet, I'm sure, Elaine, since you came in the studio, but it is raining now again in Attleboro. And it's raining now in Providence, also East Providence. Again, the places that got the heaviest rain. We're going to have some showers today. Now, the storm center responsible for our heavy rains since yesterday is now starting to weaken a little bit, but it's also not moving that fast. It's to our west, so we're going to be on the east side of it. That puts us into the milder air. If there's one good thing about today, it's the fact that we're going to be in the 60s. Now, you typically would say, well, 60s in May, that's not that good or bad, depending on your point of view. But it's going to be the warmest day we're going to have for the rest of the week in terms of next week, because we have cooler air moving in behind this system. So a few showers. What's going to happen today? We'll have the showers for a little while this morning. Then there'll be a break. Then there'll be a few more later on this afternoon and this evening. So if you have plans outdoors or you're just going out and about to anything, you might just want to be careful to dodge a few rain showers here and there. A good portion of the day, though, is just going to be mostly cloudy. Now, tomorrow, it will turn a little bit cooler, but still not that bad, really. Mostly cloudy. There'll be a few breaks of sun, but still a chance of a shower, especially later tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. High temperatures on Sunday tomorrow will be about 60, and then a cool day coming up on Monday. We may not get out of the low 50s for highs. So now, Elaine, you didn't put away your sort of late winter gear yet, did you?
Well, I kind of did the switch over, but I do have my winter jacket that I brought
you want to have that for much of next week. Now, no big storms are indicated, but we're not going to have a lot of bright sunshine all day anytime soon. In fact, the other day, what would have been Thursday, was the last day, and I talked about this during this past week, this past Thursday was the last day we would see the sun from sunrise to sunset, perhaps for a week to 10 days. So much of this upcoming week is going to feature a lot of clouds. Now, talked about, and was it Kelly that advised you to go for thundersnow in the Derby?
No, I just seen it, and I thought, oh my God, thundersnow! Jim Corbin, Kelly, all right, I got it.
And you know what thundersnow is, right?
I do know what thundersnow is. Why don't you tell our? I should have explained that to our listeners, but you go ahead.
Well, obviously, it's usually in an intense thunderstorm. I mean, thunderstorm. Well, it is a thunderstorm, but it's usually during an intense winter storm. Where you have a lot of very strong upward vertical motion. The atmosphere is going chaotic, and you'll see it in some of the heaviest snow rates that you'll ever get in a snowstorm in the wintertime. Of course, we're not going to get any thunder snow now, but let's hope it's a winter, because you put down a bet, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, just a small bet, $5.
But you never know. You never know. Thunder snow could win it. I bring this up jokingly because, and when you mentioned thunder snow, something else that we could have on Monday, because it's going to be so cool, another type of weather situation. Do you know what it is? It begins with a G.
Let's see.
G, it has, let's see, I think about seven letters. Seven letters begins with a G, and we have a chance of getting that type of weather on Monday. Not thundersnow.
How about great weather?
Great? That's close.
No, I know.
We're going to have some grapple.
I've never heard that word before. What is
G-R- G-R-A-U-P-E-L. We've joked about this in the past. It's a type. It's almost like sleet, but it's not made the same way. Sleet is usually in the wintertime during, again, a snowstorm, a thundersnow. But grapple is like almost like small hail, and it comes in when you have very cold temperatures a lot. So what I'm saying is, and again, as I always like to say in a joking, fun way, we have a chance of not thundersnow on Monday, but grapple.
Wow.
So we'll have a shower, and then maybe the rain will come down, and it'll look like tiny pieces of ice pellets almost. But there's a chance of that. The bottom line is we have a lot of cold temperatures for this time of the year. I say cold. Mm-hmm. In the 50s during the day and 40s at night. Tuesday morning might get into the upper 30s if we clear out. Now, a week from now, next Saturday, believe it or not, there's a chance of a rainstorm again. So we're not in the most favorable pattern for nice, warm springtime weather. But eventually we'll get back at it. As always, nature balances out. But I'd say for the next, generally, even though it will get a little bit milder later in the week before we have potentially a rain event on Saturday, a week from today, we'll eventually get into, obviously, the warm sunshine. But I don't see too much in the way of warm sunshine, I would say, now through next weekend.
Wow.
Other than that, everything is lovely.
Now, are you coming down to the Arbor Fuller Hospital later today?
I would probably have, but I have to go over to Duxbury over to my brothers and help them out over there. But I'll be listening, hopefully, because I'm going late morning. So if for some reason I can get back early enough, because I'm going to go there late this morning, then maybe I'll try to, because I know it goes for several hours. Now, you're going to be on air, right?
Yeah, Tom's going to kick it off at 11:30. I'm going to be down there a little after that. Dominic's coming down. I'll be working with Tom back and forth and trying to get people to come up and interview us, and I mean us to interview them, and just observe
if
the
I can
scenery.
Get back in,
yeah.
Yeah, no, if I can get back in time, I'll try to make it down in South Attleboro, right?
It is right in back of the
Stop and Shop, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, that a lot of people don't know what that hospital used to be, right? It had a different name or something?
It was the Fuller Memorial, Fuller Hospital.
Fuller
yes.
Hospital, yeah, that's right.
Right,
yeah.
Yep, yeah. So now they have a new CEO, and everybody is, they're more community-oriented. They want it to be a community resource for Attleboro and the surrounding towns. So they wanted to, you know, it's kind of like an introduction. Here we are. These are all the resources that we have in the community. And please come on down. There's going to be local vendors and music and kids' arts and craft things for the kids to do, the bouncy houses, and they've got a dunk tank.
Dunk tank, yeah. I heard that from this past week.
If it was warmer, I would definitely do it, but I'm not doing it. But I've been in dunk tanks before. Oh, yeah.
The dunk tank is today's weather with a few showers. No, don't let the weather, affect you, because it's going to be nothing like it was yesterday afternoon in terms of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let the weather tell you, well, no, I'm not going to go, because it's just showers today, not anything like last night where we really got hammered. By the way, and hopefully everything goes well today for that. A week from tomorrow, you know what that is, right?
yes, let's see. It would be the first, let's see, full moon.
Don't look up anything.
No.
Are you Googling it? Are you Googling a week from tomorrow?
No, I swear to you, I don't. My phone is, I have a rule here. If you come into my studio, you're not allowed to look at your phone.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I'm surprised you don't know what a week from tomorrow is. I'm very surprised. And I'm just being...
Oh, a week from tomorrow is the day before Mother's Day.
No, it is Mother's Day, a week from tomorrow.
Mother's
Day is on a Monday, on a Sunday, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, a week from tomorrow. Of course it is. Yes, because every 9 years my birthday falls on Mother's Day.
That's why I brought it up. I said it in the past. So your birthday will not be Mother's
Day. No, not
wasn't
this
it,
year.
Wasn't it Mother's Day last year, your birthday?
Two years ago.
Two years ago. Okay.
Yeah, now it's on a Wednesday. This week it's on a Wednesday. So
yeah, May 14th is Mother's Day this year, and I bring that up just because, as well, Hopefully we'll try to get the rain. If we do get some rain next weekend, it would be Saturday and not Sunday, Mother's Day. So
right.
That's something that all meteorologists will be working on all week to keep the rain away from Mother's Day.
We do appreciate
tomorrow.
That. Yes, we do appreciate that. And I appreciate you, too, for calling in. So I'll see you later.
I'll talk to you later. And, enjoy the rain showers today, not like the pouring rain we had yesterday.
I hear you. Thanks again. Right, have a great week. Talk to you next week. Thanks, Jim.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right. There goes Jim Corbin. And on the flip side, you don't want to miss my interview with John O'Hurley. Stay tuned. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Listen, your husband ain't home, is he?
No, her husband is not at home.
To the free poetry slam in the Otmar Gallery of the Attleboro Arts Museum since 2007. This year's slam will take place on Friday, May 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. The event will be hosted by Simone Bobian, a national slam wrangler, one-time national finalist, and co-curator of the museum's annual slam events. All members of the public are invited to attend to listen, read in the open mic, or judge the slam. For more information, visit the museum's website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Do you want to learn more about the most famous marathon in the world? Then tune into AACS Channel 15 this week to watch Boston Marathon History by the Mile. The presentation is based on the book of the same name by Paul Clarisi, an experienced runner of the marathon. For a schedule of when it will play on AACS 15, visit AACS.com. You can also view the presentation in high definition on the AACS Roku channel, on AACS.com, and on the AACS mobile app.
Hello there, Peterman here, and this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. That was Jay Peterman. Yes, I met the great John O'Hurley in person, and we're going to play that interview right now. Stay tuned. You're listening to John O'Hurley and myself at Providence Performing Arts Center.
Coming here and talking to me today.
Sure.
Yeah. So I have a question. I have many questions, but I won't take up a lot of your time, obviously, because people are wanting to know you. But curiosity, a lot of my people are curious about actors and actresses, and how do you transform into your actor, into the character, so you can transport us back in time, like, say, in Chicago. How do you feel? It's such a responsibility, I think, isn't it, to create
yes.
the characters?
And when you create a character, you have to begin. Everybody has their own technique for it. First thing I do is I learn the lines. Because you're really nothing unless you know the words that the character is speaking. So
sure.
It's not as simple as that. But you learn the fundamental things, and then you learn to interpret what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn the lines, and then you start to begin to feel. You start to feel the voice of the character. You feel the rhythms of the character.
Right.
And that's when the character starts to emerge from you. You find out what evidence there is in the script. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take Billy Flynn, for example. What makes my Billy Flynn different than everybody else's is that I know this character so well because I understand the world of business very well. But I also understand that everything proceeds from the point of love. So I find, what does he love in this script? And he loves to be a father. And he loves that father, that paternal quality of taking the girl under his wing. And you know, as soon as she admits in the show that, Billy, I'm scared, he goes to work. Don't worry, kid. You're under my aegis. I got you. You leap and the net will appear. And that's, I think that's the unusual. You look for that, those little marks in the script where the character has a sense of love. And you know what this character loves. Even if he loves to be bad, he loves something. So that's how you begin. You begin from these little pieces of evidence that are within the script that give you that kind of work you towards what is the human being that's actually in there. What does he love?
Right. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you again. Do you enjoy doing live theater versus a sitcom? Would you ever go back to something?
I have a comedy that Bryan Cranston and I are going to start this fall. So I will go back to television. It's just been very difficult to find something that is genuinely funny. And I am going to do something, Brian and I are going to do something that is probably going to be the funniest thing I've ever done in all of entertainment. And it's never been done on television before, so it's brand new, and I can't talk about it beyond that. But that being said, I love the theater, and I'll tell you why. I like taking a character from 8 o'clock to 10:30 at night and giving him an arc. A beginning, a middle, and an end, and taking him on a journey. And once that conductor's baton drops, you can't bring it back. There are no take twos. There's no let's try that again. Let's do it a different way. You take the audience on a journey. And what I love is knowing that something that they don't. That at 8 o'clock we all begin from the point of innocence, and by 10:30 at night, everybody's standing on their feet and had the time of their life. Now I can't say that about every show I've ever done, but this one I can say that about.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, the audience. How is the audience reacting?
On their feet at the end of the show, but that's the reaction to Chicago. It's just this wonder. It's the best music that Kander and Ebb ever wrote. It's the best choreography that Bob Fosse ever did, and it has one of the best stories that is timeless about the fact that we treat our celebrities to a different level of behavior than we would other people, and we see it all through our pop culture today.
Right. Well, I'm just going to comment on one thing. I want to congratulate you because I was doing some research and you actually got the Medal of Honor for the Ellis Island.
Oh, the Ellis Island. Yeah,
that must have been pretty amazing.
Well, it was, you know, it's when I was looking around at the other people that have been, you know, the Bill Gateses and others that have won, I look and I go, wow, it's an interesting, I live an interesting life. You know, between that and getting People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive, I go, you know, I don't really need much else. I really, you know.
Now, will you be doing the Westminster Dog Show this year?
Well, I don't do the Westminster. I do the National. On Thanksgiving Day. Yeah,
right,
it's always been kind of a misnomer. No, the National has gone away. The Westminster has gone away. Oh. And we've replaced it with the Beverly Hills Show now. So,
oh.
So David Fry, my co-host, and I, David doesn't do Westminster anymore either. Mm-hmm. So we do the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day. And then we have the Beverly Hills Show on Easter Sunday. So it is the number one show that NBC does all year long now, believe it or not. So
that's
I've had the two number one shows on NBC,
yes,
Seinfeld and we get 30 million people that watch the National Dog Show.
I was at a fundraising event the other night for Make-A-Wish Foundation, and someone asked me about that. I said, all right. I said, which dog show? And she said the Westminster, so I apologize, because they watch it all the time.
And believe it or not, the Westminster only gets like maybe a million or a million and a half people watching.
Really?
We get 30 million people watching.
It's impressive.
It's three times bigger than the best episode of The Voice. Isn't that something?
Oh, my God.
That's number two on NBC. It's just, you put dogs on a carpet and everybody has a good time.
Well, I want to thank you for your
thank
time.
You.
Can
Absolutely.
You just do a shout-out to Out and About with Elaine? Like, I'm John Herman.
That's right.
Hello there, Peterman here. And this is Out and About with Elaine. Nice to know that she's gainfully employed.
Okay, that was my interview with John O'Reilly. Yes, as you could tell in the background, there was a lot of media that day, and it was just the acoustics was a little off, but Mike Catanzara, my producer here, worked his magic in the studio and kind of cleaned it up a bit. But what an impressive man. What an impressive interview, and this show is just going to be phenomenal. I cannot wait to go see Chicago this Sunday. So Saturday, if you haven't got your tickets, you can still go Saturday from 1 to 6, and Sunday as well. So call PPAC for tickets. They encourage you to call at 421-ARTS, and that's 401-421-ARTS. And also to remind you about the circus is coming to town. It's already here. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is here in Providence for the last time. It's going to be at the Dunkin' Donuts Center Thursday, Friday. It says all these hours and everything. Saturday and Sunday. They have a 3 and a 7 p.m. show on Saturday and Sundays. And tickets are only like between $15 and $75, depending on where you sit. So enjoy your weekend. And that is just really going to be phenomenal. I did want to mention, if you are out and about in the Attleboro area, the Attleboro Garden Club has their annual plant sale on Saturday today from 9 to noon at the Attleboro Public Library. They have your annuals, perennials, and they have horticulture information and advice. So check that out at the Attleboro Garden Club plant sale. They have that every year, and it's a good way to go down and get the plants and cover them up. And I guess we're having some interesting weather this week, so just want to bundle up and to remind you to come on down to the Arbor Fuller Hospital today for the wellness fair here. And their location is at 200 May Street, which is right behind Stop and Shop in South Attleboro. And come on down and meet us. We're going to be down there starting at 11:30 to 4 p.m. And so let's get back to what we're doing. I'm going to wrap up early so we can play a beautiful song for you. Dominic, just to remind you that Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 a.m. to noon. Our show, Out and About with Elaine, will be on Saturday mornings, as always, from 7 a.m. to 8. I'd like to thank John O'Hurley and Laura Grimelli for coming on and talking to us about theater in Chicago. I hope you've enjoyed that interview. And don't forget to stop by and see us, because all of us at WARA 1320 will be down there. Or most of us, I should say, hopefully. So you don't want to miss that. And I, too, from here and everyone here, would like to thank you for listening to WARA 1320. We are on air 6 days a week, live broadcasting starting at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and from 7 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. So this is Elaine LaRoche signing off. I'm going to get out and about myself. You'll see us down here at the Arbor Fuller Hospital today. And I hope to meet you. So meet me back here next Saturday, and let's keep the conversation going.